And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So we're still talking about how the left, they're terribly angry. They're highly upset because President Trump keeps escaping from all of their traps. Now, I've never seen this before, and I'm not, you know, I haven't been into politics for that much, you know. Let me just lay it out for you really quick. I paid attention to politics somewhat when I was younger, but I really didn't get involved until President Trump started running against Hillary Rodham Clinton. Then I really started paying attention to politics. And a little bit before then, because when Obama lit up the White House in the sodomite colors, that's when I was like, I was done. And none of the Democrats were upset about it. They were like, this is, and I was like, this is completely wrong. It's completely disgusting what they were doing. But I've never seen them go after someone so tough like they're going after President Trump. And they keep saying that he keeps getting by. It's just like the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. And I've made that analogy so many times. Every single time. The only thing they haven't done that we are aware of is a full-on assassination attempt. That's the only thing that they haven't really. Now, I know that I know that there has been attempts against President Trump's life, but they haven't gone to the full extreme as of yet. I don't think the CIA has sent in anybody as of yet to try to do something, because I think that would cause major problems in the country. Because if something happens to President Trump, we're going to know without even seeing any evidence that it was the Democrat Party. It's this federal government, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, Homeland Security, all of them working together to try to take out President Trump. Listen to this short clip with the Democrats highly upset because President Trump keeps getting by.
He's been around and survived all of these incredible, weighty legal and political issues, and he's still here, still here, still a free man. I have no explanation for this, Joe.
He's still a free man. They can't even explain it. President Trump is a free man in the United States of America. Are you hearing this? They're blatantly laying it out there that they want President Trump arrested. They don't want him to be a free man in a free society. They make up all of these lies, and then they want everyone to go along with the lies, and they want all of us to believe that with the lies that they're telling us is factual. And none of it's factual, but yet they continue to do it. They continue to push it. Listen to Nancy Pelosi as she's talking about President Trump, saying that President Trump is a grifter. Really? President Trump is the grifter? Listen to this.
Well, I think that it's very clear that Trump is a grifter. That's just the way it is. And integrity, which is something that we all want to always deepen in politics and in government, has just flown the coop with him.
So let me get this straight. She's calling President Trump a grifter. Why is she not saying that about Hunter Biden?
Yeah, someone who engages in petty or small-scale swindling, right?
Right. Why is she not? But I guess Hunter Biden wasn't doing small-scale swindling.
Does she think Trump? You know what?
But I mean, for her to make that analogy, she's just talking out the side of her mouth.
But look at her. This is a person that we know has used her position to make her husband and her rich. She sat on the
filthy
board
rich
of different businesses that she's got to vote on, and then her husband has bought stock or invested in stock in some of the businesses that she sat on the board of, or I'm sorry, not the board, but on the panel that decides whether legislation goes in for different businesses.
Well, so, the last time that happened, her husband put $5 million into the, I think it was the chip company, actually.
It was a chip company,
yeah,
the chip company passed.
In Arizona.
Yep, after Biden.
No, before it passed,
before,
he put
right.
$5 million
knowing
into it.
Knowing it was going to pass.
Knowing that Nancy Pelosi was over it, and it was going to pass, right? Because he had insider trading.
Sure did.
So how much money did he make from that $5 million investment?
they've talked about that. You know, she hasn't talked about it, but other people like AOC and stuff have actually brought up, should politicians be able to invest in companies that they are, that are directly impacted by legislation that they pass? And I don't think they should be able to.
No, but you notice AOC has shut up about that.
She sure has.
She shut up about it. Nancy Pelosi called her into the
office.
That you need to shut up. Now take this investment here. You will go ahead and make $1 million by the end of this week. Now shut up and take the money. And you notice AOC says nothing about it. Elizabeth Warren used to say something too, but she shut up about it. Same thing with the big tech companies. Elizabeth Warren used to say stuff about the tech companies and the overreach that they were doing. But then when it came down to them constantly censoring conservative Christians and Republicans, she shut up about it. She doesn't say anything.
Well, same thing with Eric Adams and the border.
He
went down there and made this big old scene saying, I'm going down there. I'm going to find out what the reasons of immigration is. And
he get a phone call, then he shut up about it.
He sure did. He don't talk about it anymore.
After the phone call. So here's another one. I got to share this with you because it's like all over the place. Yeah, President Trump, he just keeps getting the lucky break. He's so lucky. They're all angry.
So it's your understanding that Trump will be able to get this lower amount of cash together. But it is worth reminding everyone that up until the 11th hour today when this ruling came down, they were struggling to find a way to pay that original bond amount.
Here we go again. He continues to defy gravity and catches another lucky break.
The notion.
Wait a minute. So President Trump is defying gravity. He's defying gravity. Does that make President Trump Superman? I'm just asking the question here because they're the ones saying it. And you know what? There's actually a thing right now where they're alluding to saying that President Trump compared himself to Christ. Did you know that, Shannon? Have you heard of that?
I'm not surprised.
They're actually saying that. Yeah. So maybe this is where they're getting it from because they're saying that President Trump is defying gravity. Listen.
Here we go again. He continues to defy gravity and catches another lucky break.
The notion that I would walk in there and have my what I owed knocked down to a third of the judgment is ludicrous. I wouldn't even ask you if that would happen for me. Of course not. And the notion that he's got 11 more days is ludicrous. And I guess my question is there a breaking point or is this just what Trump will benefit from? Everybody always bending the rules and treating him differently.
Oh, really? They're treating him differently. You know how they're treating him differently? They're charging him with fraudulent indictments. They're charging him with these fraudulent civil suits. They're charging him with these fraudulent charges, 91 different charges. Fraudulent, mind you. Then every single election year, they did it in 2016, they did it in 2020, now they're doing it in 2024, they find all these countless women. Oh, President Trump, he assaulted me back in such and such and such date. And they all say, well, you know, hashtag believe the woman. And all of these are left-leaning women that President Trump has already said that he don't even know who they are, never even came in contact with them, but they all push it. Because it's election season. It's election season. I got another one for you. Listen to this one. Look, it's all about Joe Biden going after President Trump because President Trump is leading in the polls. He's leading in the polls. So they're saying, look, do anything and everything. And you know why they're doing this? Because they see President Trump as Hitler. They believe if they can cheat, steal, and kill to keep him from getting back into office, they'll do it. When they are the ones following Hitler's tactics, talking about the left.
This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs. They can't win an election because of the borders, because of energy prices, because of inflation, because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country.
This was too much for MSNBC and CNN, who punched the censor button while he was just warming up.
Well, I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge named Ngoron. He ought to be looked at.
And so we'll continue to listen in to Donald Trump, but as he continues to make what are provably wrong statements.
Trump there laying out a plethora of falsehoods, perhaps the most blatant one, that all of these criminal cases were orchestrated by President Biden.
As the president is answering questions from reporters, more falsehoods from former President Donald Trump. Again, repeating this false claim that President Joe Biden is behind the slew of legal issues that he's facing.
That's not false. Letitia, Fanny, Loverboy, Jack Smith's team all visited or coordinated with the White House.
Oh, they seem to grow amnesia when it comes to that. They all coordinated with the White House to go after President Trump. They all grow amnesia, like they completely forgot about that. It's 100% true. You know what the whole thing is? They go in front of the cameras and their audience, and they try to see who can be the best one telling the lie. It would not surprise me at the end of the year. They probably have this whole media, you know, network come together, and they give out awards for who was able to tell the best lie, the most convincing lie. But they're all failing miserably right now. They don't even like it. It's so bad. You even have Bill Maher. Bill Maher, the atheist, rejects Christ with every fiber in his being and hates Trump, is even talking about how is it that he keeps getting away with everything when he hasn't done anything wrong, but they keep throwing it at him, but yet he keeps getting away. Listen.
No, he actually just got a... this guy is the luckiest guy in the world, but Trump Social... Trump Social. It's Trump Social, but True Social just got permission to go public.
Right.
And so he's his stake, because it's a meme stock, a little like GameStop, is worth $3.5 billion right now, and it could go higher if people bid it up. So.
He definitely made a deal with the devil at
something. Something.
Because he always lucks out on everything.
Yeah.
He has the best enemies. Look at Michael Avenatti. Look at Fannie Willis now in Georgia. The
right.
best enemies.
Right.
Just, it helps him so much.
And Merrick Garland fucked it all up. He's dithered. Now we're probably not even going to see any of the trials. He just always lucks his way into everything.
He lucks his way into everything. I mean, look. I'm drilling this so much because they're so angry. But none of this has to be this way. Again, it would have been to their best interest if they just ignored Trump. But because they suffer from TDS, they can't help themselves. They figure they have to go out and lie about Trump, about this, lie about that, lie about everything. Because if they allowed President Trump to go on the microphone in front of a camera and even talk to somebody, just anybody, they feel threatened by it. But the more they do it, again, the more they do what they're doing, all it's doing is creating more support for President Trump, because President Trump in this case is the underdog. Who votes for the underdog? I do, just about every time.
It's a Bill MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history, just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.